streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. Like the wife said, we got a great show for you tonight. We got two great people on the show, and we're not going to hold the interview up. We're going to get right to it, and we're going to ask them to formally introduce themselves. So we're on our way.
Hey, I'm Christopher Young with the J. Purvis Talent Agency, along with my business partner, Tay Smith. Thank you so much, Raymond and Lucinda, both for having us.
You're very welcome. We definitely, like I said, honored to have you on the show. So we're going to go back a little bit, and we want to just say, you know, tell the viewers a little bit about how you came up and how did you get involved with doing the great work that you're doing today.
Oh, you can go ahead and start, Tay.
Well, we both primarily started from the music business, but I, you know, Chris actually started in television and film, but then made a quick adjustment to the music business, and I primarily started off in the music business, and we kind of crossed paths over time, just over a mentor-mentoree relationship, and we kind of grew from there back into the television and film business around the same time. I guess we had the same, you know, energy and thought pattern around the same time that we wanted to make a change. And we were pretty much welcomed with open arms at the J. Purvis Talent Agency. And, you know, we've been there ever since, and we love it and doing great things.
Sounds like a winner. And I would like for you to just tell the viewers also, you know, what are some of the great projects that you're working on right now?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. There's a lot of projects that are actually happening throughout the Southeast. I think the general public is probably unaware of where a lot of the projects are happening because it's always kind of like a perceived notion that everything is out of either like an L.A. or New York. Atlanta and the Southeast, I guess I should say, is the number two market at this time. So we're working with projects like The Vampire Diaries, Walking Dead. You know, we've got projects here like Being Mary Jane. You know, there's an amazing Stars project that is hot and happening here, and they're going into their second season, actually, a show titled Survivor's Remorse, where LeBron James is actually the executive producer. And the list kind of goes on. You know, a lot of feature films are done here. We were just chatting the other day about the fact that Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart actually have a new film coming out that was done here in the Southeast.
That sounds like a winner right there, you know. And what kind of tips would you give some of these young up-and-coming artists, producers would like to get in film or music? What would you like to grasp and tell them?
You know, when it comes to the actors mainly is to continue to train at all times. Definitely train, never stop, never think that you're above training because some of the celebrity A-listers that we, you know, see every day on TV, you know, they don't miss training, especially for certain projects. So we just tell them to keep, you know, training, keep the passion alive, and to always just, you know, be honest with themselves and know when it's time to grow. And I think that's the main, you know, two things that we try to instill in people from the beginning. And then those two things can probably take you a very long way.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just to sort of add on to that, you know, one of the things that I think is great are the new mediums that we have now with television and or film production. And I guess it wouldn't be considered conventional television, but like web series are great. Participating in a bunch of the independents, you know, meaning the independent films, I think are great. You know, just recently at Sundance, Tay and I, along with the entire industry, were just kind of like applauding a smaller, more independent kind of an esque film by the name of Dope, where they took it to the Sundance Film Festival and they ended up with a $7 million deal through Open Road Films. So I think, you know, you can never sort of short sight the opportunity or the concepts of doing anything that's independent. You know, it's a great resume builder. And then nowadays, you just never really know where the independent films and or even maybe like the web series are going to go.
Yeah, and just to jump right in to add on to that as well, definitely due to independence. And for some people, it may be a little bit harder to attract people like Chris and myself as agents, but we please try to encourage them not to stop there, to definitely grind on your
right.
own until you're able to, you know, build that resume to where we may take notice or to where another agency may take notice. You know, but definitely just keep grinding. You never know what a single project can actually turn into at all times. And with so many media outlets, if sometimes you can just do it on your own, to be honest. So just definitely keep on grinding and, you know, don't take no for an answer.
Amen. And I'm glad to hear that from both of you great gentlemen, you know. Now, Tay, I'm going to ask you this question first. You first got into the music business, you know, how was that affected to where you are today far as, you know, grinding in all different areas of the game now?
You know, I think it actually, you know, I know that it helped tremendously because Chris and I bring a different aspect to television and film. We're not seen as the typical agents in a way we try to stand out, and I believe that we are. We bring a different grind to it, you know, to kind of break it down. If you're operating on a 1 through 10 scale, and usually, you know, the film business is probably at a 5, you know, we kind of bring something from a 8 to a 10 at all times when it comes to our drive and our passion. So we kind of stand out a little bit with that. But, you know, just the trials and tribulations coming from the music business, because this is two different, you know, it's two different, you know, avenues to it. But it's kind of the same thing, you know. You know, you dealing with artists is the main thing. And, you know, the business somewhat stays the same. But, you know, we tend to like the TV business, you know, a lot better. But, you know, just the downfalls with some of the other stuff helps us to, you know where we need to go at with the television and film business right now. Just kind of like trial and error on my part. I know Chris had more of a, you know, extensive career when it came to music than I did. But I think we can both agree that some of the lessons that we were taught with the music business helps us out right now in the television and film business.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's all entertainment, you know what I mean? And because it is entertainment, the energy is very similar, whereas in the music industry, one might be sort of dedicated, committed, if you will, to a studio environment, you know, musically inclined and that sort of thing. The television and film community is similar. It's just that it's live action versus putting your intellectual property and or concepts in the body of a song where you tangibly can't see it, but you can certainly hear it once it's, you know, created, et cetera. And I think it's taught us a lot. I think it's, you know, just to kind of like add on to what Tay was saying, the grind is definitely there. We don't sit back and wait for anyone it's one of the amazing things that we just love about working within the brand of the J. Purvis Talent Agency, because Joy Purvis and Jamie Purvis both give us our own autonomy, and they understand that at any given moment we're representing the brand to the fullest extent, but that we want to assist as much as possible in extending or expanding the brand.
Amen. Oh, man. So I'll ask both of you this question, Tay and Christopher. Are you looking for any gifted talent at what you do?
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, we're always looking. Yeah.
Always looking for gifted talent. You know, just try to definitely stick out, and we'll definitely find you for the most part.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, we're always accepting submissions from talent. It doesn't mean that we will aggressively sign, but we are always looking. I think it's just like anything else. And, again, I have to sort of refer back to the music industry where you might go to an open mic. You might be at a spoken word event. You might be at a studio and you bump into someone who's not actually, you know, the artist that's on display at that particular time, but you bump into somebody within the studio environment. It's really like the same thing, man. You know, we might visit a set, or we're at a premiere, or we're at an event that may even be unrelated, but we bump into someone and they happen to mention that, you know, they're either interested or they're already within the, you know, industry, if you will. And, you know, mm-hmm. our goal is always to, you know, kind of take that individual and extend whatever we can to assist them in building their own brand.
Exactly. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you and Christopher, do you got a Facebook page? Do you have an email or something you would like to give out to the viewers if someone would like to contact and submit?
Yeah, well, we're definitely both heavy on social media. Not necessarily Facebook per se, but
right.
you know, Twitter and Instagram. And for me, you can definitely catch me at Tay Smith, ENT. That's at TaySmithENT. And that's both Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Right.
And
what
for me,
you,
yeah, for me, you can reach out to me at both Twitter and Instagram. My name is the same at both places. It's simply at CEO, like the CEO of a company, MGMT. Like CEO management. Again, that's CEO MGMT at both Twitter and Instagram.
Sounds great. Now, the project that you're working on right now at this time, can you elaborate on the project you're working on right at this moment to bring to the people?
Well, we've got several projects actually in motion, and I guess, you know, the one thing that we probably need to make sure we are understood on is that the projects are not exclusive to us, but we are one of several agents within the Southeast and then even across the country who are submitting on a regular basis to the project. Tay, which ones do you think are kind of like the burning projects right now?
Well, I know it's a big movie coming out, and of course everyone would know it. They're definitely casting for Alvin and the Chipmunks right now.
Right.
They're desperately trying to fill great faces with right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of other things, Being Mary Jane.
Being Mary Jane, yeah.
Yeah, Chris mentioned that earlier. And it's a lot of shows that are going to be turned around here soon, you know, that we're excited to be watching right now, and stuff such as like The Walking Dead, which is a very popular show.
Yeah.
You know, soon they'll be, you know, turning around and looking for more talent. But, you know, it's a lot of, you know, feature films that's coming out that's looking.
Yeah. Survivor's
Remorse. Yeah, and we may give one name, especially with the film, may give one name, but the names of the film are subject to change at any moment. So, but yeah, there's a lot of projects that's always simultaneously going on, and, you know, we're definitely trying our best to fill up as many slots as we possibly can.
Oh, and that's a great, great thing, too, as well, because there's so much talent out here, and sometimes you got that diamond in the rough that you don't discover right away, because sometimes that diamond in the rough be shy to come out, you know, and show that particular talent they have. So that's why they need good gentlemen like you two out there to bring that great talent to the flow, you know. So that's a great thing that you all are doing, you know, and we really appreciate all of that, you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we definitely agree. You know, we just had a moment like that a few days ago. I'm thinking about one of the newer female clients that we just signed, Tay, where she had been kind of working to get into the agency. It didn't work out in the past. She connected with me via an acting class. And, you know, I sort of took the time to just sort of court her and feel her out in terms of where her head was in the business. And it's too funny. She actually just went to producers on a project the other day. And if they follow through with the specific role, because oftentimes things do change within production, mm-hmm. For a various amount of reasons, but the long term is short, is that it sounds like, you know, she'll be booked. And it's too funny. I mean, she hasn't even been with the agency. I don't even think it's been a month.
Yeah, I really don't think it's been more like two and a half
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks. Yeah, yeah. So it's a great example, Raymond. You know, I appreciate you saying that because it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing because, you know, it's just so much, like I said, there's so much things out here that a lot of people just don't get a chance to get in that circle, you know. And once again, it takes gentlemen like you two and other people that know how to scout and look at this talent and say, well, wow, you know, might be something here. You know what I'm saying? And you always got to be at the right place at the right time because that also counts in the game, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your typical day like when you and Tay and Christopher, when y'all out there doing your job, you know, what's your particular day is like on a day basics with that?
It's filled with a bunch of multitasking, I'll say that.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere from a ton of emails to a ton of text messages to, you know, us being on the phone with casting directors or even producers and still communicating well with our clients. So, you know, we really try to say that we work 24/7 because we really, you know, we'll get calls on Sunday, you know, Saturday, Monday, any day, and we get calls late at night, early in the morning. It just depends on what's going on, but we're always, you know, there to answer all the questions and to get the job done because, you know, we love what we do. But that's the typical day, you know, and we must have to include in meetings, you know, because, you know, one thing about Chris and myself is, you know, we're not, you know, button pushers, I'll say that. We actually get up. We go out and connect and definitely network with people inside of the industry and, you know, the same with new talent. So, you know, that's a typical day. It's just a lot of multitasking and, you know, scouting. And that's pretty much how it goes day in and day out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say this, which I think is interesting. I'm looking at an email that we just got at about 11:15 this evening Eastern Standard Time. Regarding the originals. So that's like a great example. The day doesn't really necessarily end and we're just constantly on alert, but you know, this is our passion, so it doesn't really feel like work.
Amen.
You know, yeah, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah.
And I love that, you know what I mean? Because like you just spoke, it don't feel like work because that's what you love, you know? And,
right.
And when it's something that you love, it's definitely not going to feel like work, even though it's work. It's what you love to do, and it creates and generates funding, you know what I mean, because that's what you love to do. So you're going to do it to the best of your ability because you love that work, you know?
Indeed,
and,
yeah.
That's a great thing, my brother. You know, if you don't love what you do, you ain't going to do it right no way.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial, and I'm going to come back with our main man, Tim and Christopher. It's going down, you know. And don't forget, it's it's all love and it's all good right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Be right back.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
About to take it to the club on this one. Yeah. Put your glasses up. We about to make a toast. A toast. That's right. It's a good life. Club banger. I can make a swing with a beat like this. You better move. Rock with it. Lean with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey.
Rock with it. Lean with it. Put your hands high. Let's ride to the limit. Come on. It looks like a party to me. Couple shots of E&J, Bacardi, Hennessy, Tang and Grey Goose, gin and grapefruit. Don't throw up your cup, you're feeling this way too. High and fucked up, blazing a hazy, eyes are lazy. But still I feel like I'm a pimp, a Jay-Z. Brushing my shoulders, I'm trying to get drunk, drunk, fuck being sober. I'm like, keep going till my cup runneth over. Make my bubbly cold, my Budweiser cold. I got plenty of gold, that like green doja. You're putting something on your mind like your girl supposed to. VIP status, I'm good as your soldier. I'm your favorite mic controller. Check 1, 2, 3, and 4 up. Now grab somebody and hit the floor with a club banger. I can make a swing with a beat like this. You better move. Rock with it, lean with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey,
rock with it, lean with it. Put your hands high, let's ride to the limit. Come on. I feel good and I'm at my best. Lay back with a pack, got a stack. Oh yes, I'm fresh. I'm fly indeed. I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC. I might just be the next dynasty. A female rapper can't deny me. The T.I.B. queen of QC. At the top of my game, where you find me? On live TV, on my CD, on my label, cold as ICE. Come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim the D. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. That's your toe tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip the flip. Now, ladies, this. Why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a love banger. I can make a swing with a beat like this. You better move.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock with a beam with it. On a dance floor when I'm looking clean with it.
Hey, hey.
Rock with a beam with it. Put your hands high. Let's ride to the limit. Come on.
Homies love it. Ladies love it. Fill your cup up. What you fuck with? With my crew, and yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Yeah, up in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with? We up in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on that drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it. Fill your cup up, what you fuck with?
Club banger. Oh, hey, baby, let's get it. Boy Records.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. We got my man Tay and Christopher on the line, and we finna go back to these two great gentlemen. All right, welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh man, we live tonight. We doing our thing, and we glad to have y'all here. Like I said, it's an honor to have you two gentlemen here. And we know you gentlemen is busy out there, but we just want you to have the last words, Tay and Christopher, and let the fans know what's happening with you and where they can get at you again, and give them that information again. And we just want to thank you once again, man, for falling through tonight.
Oh, yeah, man, I appreciate it. We both appreciate you having us. I guess we can be found at jpurvistalent.com. It's the company's website. Again, that's J, P as in Paul, E-R, V as in Victor, I-S, the word talent.com. That's our agency here in Atlanta. And just to let your listeners know, we actually represent talent not only in the Southeast, but we can represent talent in the Los Angeles area as well as the New York area. It really depends upon the client and, you know, what they're looking for. And specifically outside of the Southeast, that would be for television and film only, not for any commercial and or print per se. The other thing I think I would love to say just very quickly, and Tay, I'll give you the last few words. We actually in the Southeast have a partnership with the Click Model Agency. So Click Model Management, if you will, is our partner when it comes to anything fashion-related, lifestyle, print, runway, et cetera. So, you know, if you have any listeners that are interested in modeling and or maybe already started in that lane, we're definitely an across-the-board agency, again, with our strategic partnership with the Click Model Management Agency.
Hey,
yes, and
yeah,
and definitely contact us on social media. I know we gave our Twitter and our Instagram handles earlier.
Yeah,
but definitely contact us on there. We're responsive. We're interactive. You know, cause we believe in everyone. You know, we believe that connecting with a lot of people, you know, helps everyone on both parties. So. Just like Chris just mentioned, we definitely cover a lot of ground across the United States, and also when it comes to modeling, we also partner with Click. So, everything is pretty much covered. So we're just looking for hungry talent,
mm-hmm.
that's very serious about it, and we're here to assist, even if it's something that we cannot bring you in at this time. We're always willing to give, critique or the wisdom that you may need to, get to the next level.
Sounds like a winner. And when you two gentlemen get time, you know, me and my wife, we educate kids against gang, drugs, violence, and abuse. And I'm the author of two best-selling books as well. And log
That's
on
awesome.
To our website, streetsdontloveyouback.com. And if anything we can do to collaborate together, please don't hesitate to reach out, you know. And we right there with you, my friend. You know, if we know anybody that can use your service, we'll show shoot them your way, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Without a doubt. We thank you all, you know. So once again, hey, we appreciate y'all coming on the show, and get that website out one more time before we let y'all go to y'all agency.
Oh, sure. It's the jpurvistalent.com. Again, that's jpurvistalent.com.
Sounds like a winner. I want to thank my girl out in California for setting this interview up. You always send us great, great people, and we want to send our love right back to you out there in L.A., keep sending them great guests to us, and we got mad love for you, you know? We appreciate
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Once again,
Makita,
my friends,
we love you.
Y'all
we love
have
you.
A
Shout
great
out to
night.
Makita. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, Makita is the girl. And y'all have a great evening, man, and thanks for stopping by. And don't forget to check out our website, streetsdontloveyouback.com.
We'll do it. Thank you, Raymond, and thank you, Lucinda.
All right, have a great evening.
You too now.
Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great, great show right there with my man Tay and my man Christopher, and they came in, and I hope you got that great information, and go check them out. Go check the website out and see what they got going on. And now we're finna cut into this music, and we're finna do what we do, you know? Let's get it.
Yeah, the Renaissance. We on a mission, baby. Da Vinci.
And I'm thinking.
Y'all know.
And I'm visioning.
What up, Needles?
Look.
Remember Harlem went through the Renaissance? Well, body more quicker than something. I'm the leader, so. All my G's in the streets, flame squad. Look here. Blackie. This right here be a piece of my life. Everything that I write, if you a part of me, so please pardon me. I guess I'm feeling myself, or maybe this drink, or maybe this weed is just making me think a little too much. Investments moving too slow, and the bills piling up, got me grinding some more. Got my back against the wall, but I've been here before. I treat this music like a block, work the rest for the post. I gotta get it 24/7 and take it on tour. Okay, no looking back, aiming for the moon and what I'm looking at.
Out of here.
Baby mama feeling lonely, trying to hold me back, but I keep the blinders on a one-way track. Let her thought touch the jewels, and it's on to
come
the next.
Baby.
Leave my hat where I roam, cause I'm be more fat. I'm in the prime of my life, I never settle for less. I'm living,
yeah,
you know, I'm living.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. My lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Dear God, I come to you hungry, tired, and weak. I keep it all bottled aside, but I'm about to speak. I'm losing sleep, dwelling on the facts that young blacks get killed by police every day in these streets. It's like the whole planet's living in hell. We feed our kids with money made for drug sales. Every day on Nancy Grace, they show another missing kid's face. Humanity lacks compassion. Family ain't family no more. God, what happened? Why they tip the nose off the Sphinx? I'm just asking. These questions of a man, this wicked world got me losing my faith. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. America's the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They poisoned our food supply. Man, I'm sick of the horror. We're the creator of all, but it's so hard to see tomorrow.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Brandon's gone, Devin's gone. Resting, so I'm pacing. Granddad died an honorable mason. A deacon, he was quiet and patient. This feel like when I was listening to underground stations like NUR, JPZ, on a JVC. With a cassette and a deck on pause, my life was put on pause. My lovers were R&B songs. Mary Jane, for example. How can so much emotion be in just one sample? I'm bopping the beats and pampers, pieces, scragglers, and food stampers. Happy with just some new pampers. I liked it better when the chronic was damper. I write like the 90s ethic, walk in the door. Exotic, hypnotic, optic. New heads in the place, be loving it. They want more. It's me they adore, like Prince and Falsetto. I was loving rap mixed with heavy metal. So now my foot's on a steady pedal.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime. I put my life. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Everybody first with like them ballers on the street. Living the everyday land line. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between the hate and greed. Mercy between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Car your frame with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip, can it paint it double dip? Every day's a hustle, I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So
really distressed in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment, Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lip slips. Live till you get old. Have fun, yo, young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy, one king of the Jews, and that's slick. Boosie told Celeste, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walking around with their snow boots and their glasses. Stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy.
Down, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Hey, yo, boy, we got one.
Uh-huh.
Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2. Oh.
Yeah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. A lot of homies dead and gone, off the streets to love them back. I got homies in the pen. I might never see again, cause they live by code. Always keep your mouth closed. In the streets, they be watching, plotting to get you murked. Keep your eyes open, homie. They working to keep you trapped. They playing checkers in this game. No love, showing no mercy. Getting pinched by the feds, turn the state on your man. I don't understand why the streets don't love you back. 1 minute you on top, the next plotting your death. Ain't no friends in this game, they shady like Eminem. Turn your back on your homie, he stabs you for fortune and fame.
Man, I don't understand. Yo, boy, I don't understand. Why these streets don't love you back? Why they don't love you back, homie? It's fuck, man. Yeah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Nah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Nah.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
I fell in love with the streets, but she cheated on me. I done been through so many things I can't speak on, homie. A lot of characters came up missing, just disappeared. Often wonder while I'm still here. My brother got smoked in 94. That's when my heart went cold. I've been trapping, been acting, been macking on hoes. I've been cracking, been strapped up, stacking. Been home, been up in a mix of action, mind gone. Addicted to the madness, I was switching time zones. Until I got lost and couldn't find my way home. I was moving spot to spot. Setting up shop, made it hot, still popping on the watch for them cops. But when you pushing 50 bricks, 25 pound bills, then that job gets hard, just trying to dodge jail. And your friends get funny when they see you getting money, thinking that you want something. I'm just trying to stay hungry, man, these streets don't love you.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
It's Rob Boy checking in, letting you know the streets definitely don't love you back. We educate our youth against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. Want to give a big shout out to my lovely wife, my lovely queen, Lucinda Boy. Been riding the whole nine yards, and we educate all around the world.
You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back. You can love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Sending a major shout out to all our soldiers behind the walls in 150 prisons that roll with us, educating our youth to a better life and a better tomorrow. Holla.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it.
But the streets don't love you back.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I am from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered like maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get addicted to this drug. It's not going to hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth, controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
This is a state of emergency. We need to start thinking with our minds and not with our emotions, because we out here dying at an alarming rate.
This that cold, cold world got you walking on eggshells. Sensitivity on high, most dead in brain cells. Waking up in cell blocks, cooking up with no pots. Attitude with no rocks, not a pocket flat broke, no hope. Left a brother dead in the street. I got the babies growing up with no pops. Pistol popping, dope spots. Baby mama's not giving a fuck, right? Left the kids alone in the streets, then fed them new Glocks. Taking over new spots, empty out the whole clip. Death becomes a cycle of life, you see the blood drip. Left a brother cold in the head, Lord keep it so real. Bless us all covered in rare because it's so real. I feel self-elevated, premeditated. My words are come scribbling scrolls and hope to save it. Life is not a gamble, telling we gonna make it. We all need knowledge of self, unlock these
just
cages.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they're giving
just
up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols Airbus shots is what they giving up.
Nah, I don't get into that he stay, she stay. All caught up and wrapped up in that replay. They got a bunch of shots stuck until they out of sight. Shame to see them destroyed such a young life. My society is lock us up and shoot us down. Can't win for losing when you living on a battleground. Fuck around and hear them army tanks coming down. They call it martial law, not everybody lock it down. It's a cold world on the block now. Cause after curfew, I heard he got shot down. It's a sad story, but somebody gotta tell it. Revolution rappers are low, can you inhale it? Dope on the street, so somebody gotta sell it. They adding you a number, now they calling you a felon. Still, the fight goes on from the streets, I'm yelling. Ain't never seen a change, so fuck what you telling me.
Cold, cold world, I'm cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they giving up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they giving up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they giving up.
Control.
with me, my friends. Ball with me on the court, ball with me off the court, my friends. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. We ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friends. We're balling out of control, my people. We're balling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? We're balling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control and here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Understand. So D-man, rapper man, when you gonna take a stand? You feel the vibe now, you can go do your dance. Pop that You got something to say, then go ahead and mic it. It's a free country where I come from. That's why my speech is gonna make me number one. Dipping and diving, I'm surviving, never am I conniving. Only am I advertising, don't mind compromising. Peace treaty won't be signed throughout the nation unless God's children learn to share in population. No person in the right mind quit without a fight. It's time to be professional and pull it up right. Yeah, you know, cause when you drag your feet, you never see the sky.
Pull up, yeah, when you get high.
The fight for his right, he even took it to Supreme. There were rocks thrown, bats swung, people using guns. They couldn't run him out because he didn't want to run. He was determined that the verdict be everybody equal. Cause when life at the beginning, it was a true sequel. The man himself was a true phenomenon. He knew the right way to live, but they wouldn't let him show him. Discrimination, aggravation, we don't need that frustration. Gotta let it go before we all become impatient. Racism, stigmatism, seen it on the television. King was too smart, so they threw him into prison. But the sea is calmness after the storm, and the world took a turn. After King was born, slavery was well over, and he tried to get a free. And the spirit of the king would never disappear.
Pull up when you get high.
The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2, available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more, featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2, available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Definitely Don't Love You Back. Got that hot joint out right now, The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 2 Mixtape. Go get that at CDBaby.com, iTunes, Google Plus, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to miss that. You know, March 6th, I got my greatest hit CD coming out, Boy Records Greatest Hits dropping. And then April 3rd, I got another mixtape coming out, so be on the lookout all this year. We dropping a number of great music the whole year. And don't forget, me and the wife's clothesline, you know, log on to thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Check out our store. Check out the books. Never Hit a Woman, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Real Love 2, Second Chance Runaway. And we rolling, man. You know, get involved with our homeless program. Get involved with our youth program. We got so much going on. You know, it's all right there at the website, streetsdontloveyouback.com. Thanks for always tuning in every Wednesday night. Much love to everybody across the globe. Peace and love. We out.